Now turning to Limerick, systemic failure, missed opportunities and communications breakdowns. That was the environment at University Hospital Limerick on the weekend Aoife Johnston died. The ED was a death trap, its own emergency consultant said. She had no chance. The department failed her. That was in December 2022. But Dr. James Gray said the ED in Limerick is still a death trap, the most overcrowded hospital in the state. Reacting to those comments, Carol Johnston, Aoife's mother, said she'd be terrified if her other children had to attend there. Yesterday in Kilmallock, the inquest into Aoife's death recorded a verdict of medical misadventure. We can hear now from Nolene Moran, who's Clare coordinator of the Midwest Hospital Campaign Group, which is campaigning for the reopening of EDs in Ennis, Nenagh and St John's hospitals in Limerick. This is first her reaction to the evidence at the inquest and the death of Aoife Johnston.
It has been an awful week. Our thoughts are with the Johnston family. No family should have to go through what this family has endured, and you know, I suppose it's resulting as from a legacy of failure by successive health ministries. We had our emergency departments closed in 2009, and the overcrowding has resulted as a consequence of that. And no amount of campaigning and raising the issue and expressing our concerns around overcrowding has resulted in any meaningful changes to address the situation. So what's the inquest has led to this week is really we've heard not just from the family but from members of staff who haven't been able to really speak on this issue in such detail, and tragically, it has come about as a result of Aoife Johnston's death that there is a focus now on really what's going on inside the walls of the emergency department and UHL. And it's completely unacceptable to allow this to continue. And there's been a lot of words of sympathy expressed to the family this week, but there's no sincerity behind those words unless the actions follow from this. And the only meaningful action that's going to change things in the Midwest is an additional emergency department for the people of the Midwest, because the current one is simply too small, doesn't have enough staff, and is, you know, not able to deliver the level of healthcare that's required to serve the needs of the people of the Midwest.
We'll talk a little bit more about your campaign for emergency departments in Nenagh and Ennis and St John's and Limerick in a moment. But tell me how you and your friends and colleagues and those you campaign with, how you view the idea now that you might be referred to the emergency department at University Hospital Limerick.
Well, anybody living in Clare or Limerick or Tipperary will tell you that they try to avoid that emergency department at all costs, that really people are in fear of having to go there. And, you know, some people commonly and often frequently tell us that they would rather die at home than to attend the emergency department, which is simply completely and utterly unacceptable. There is major, major fear around having to attend there. Everyone accepts that once you get past that emergency department and into the hospital system, there is, you know, there is no complaints. The hospital is a very good standard, and the staff, we all acknowledge, are doing their very best, but they are not set up for success in the emergency department. It's not simply big enough to cater for the needs of the people of the Midwest. And, you know, there's an urgent need for action to follow now, and for politicians to make firm commitments, not just to go along with what they have already in place, but to address the situation further with an announcement that there will be a plan and a decision made that emergency services need to be put back into the Midwest alongside the emergency department in Limerick. So we need to see additional services going in. This is the only way that this situation is going to turn around. Yeah, as I said, talk is cheap and there's been enough empty rhetoric down the years. We need to see action follow from this. We'd like to see our politicians call on the Chief Clinical Officer to come before a health committee or come before the Public Petitions Committee and answer for his advice. We'd like to see our politicians, you know, giving special time in the Dáil to discuss this matter and put a plan in place, because, you know, this cannot be for nothing. You know, a family is grieving. There are many families in the Midwest grieving as a result of failures within our systems. And the only way to say that this can't continue is to put actions in place to address it once and for all.
Where do you go now? And I know you say some people say I'd prefer to die at home than be sent into the ED department in Limerick. But where do people go if they need emergency treatment or if they need treatment? Are they trying to go elsewhere outside of the Midwest region?
There's a lot of patients in Clare that we try to attend the emergency department in Galway over attending University Hospital Limerick. That's not always feasible. And there is no join up between the two hospital groups. So if you're a patient that is meant to be in the UL Hospitals group attending in Galway, your file isn't, there's no talking to each hospital group. There's no talking between them. They're having to repeat diagnostics, having to repeat blood tests, having to, you know, double up on the work. It's completely inefficient. And, you know, it's just not serving the needs of the people very well. And it's leading to delayed diagnoses and further complications. And, you know, people do have to attend the emergency department in Limerick, despite not wanting to. But as I said, some people choose not to. And, you know, We don't really have a full view of the consequences of that, like, because if people stay at home and don't receive the care, then they're dying quietly in their own homes, and that's not being recorded, you know, so we have no full measure of that.
And just to be clear about your campaign, do you want emergency departments in all three hospitals, in Nina, in Ennis and at St John's in Limerick, or would you accept one being upgraded?
Well, our campaigns have been individually campaigning within our own counties, calling for our emergency department within our own county to be reopened. And we joined together because we all see the benefit, even if there was at least one emergency department reopened in the Midwest, it would make a major, major difference to all of us. We're obviously open to negotiations, but we all, you know, are campaigning because we can see the need for this within our communities, and we stand together. And, you know, it's the only way to bring attention on this issue is to work together and to stand together. But yes, it's accepted amongst our group that even one would make a massive, massive difference to all of us. And of course, we'll all be fighting for our own home counties. But, you know, we stand together on this, that there is undoubtedly a need for another emergency department in the Midwest.
And that was Nolene Moran there, Clare Coordinator of the Midwest Hospital Campaign Group.